Now we're pleased to bring our feature presentation.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
Hey, baby.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Fox me from topic to topic to topic, 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 topic.
No! This is What the Flux. Hello and welcome to What the Flux, a show that fluctuates from topic to topic. My name is Chase Bunker, alongside the man on the soundboard, Mr. Brett Lyons.
I'm the man on the soundboard.
He is the man.
On the soundboard. Yeah, what's up, man?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
Me singular.
No, you singular. Other people listening going, oh, my day is good.
Okay, so I assume I hope their day is going well. My day is going pretty well. I finally put away laundry that has been sitting on my bed for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
I do laundry and it sits on my bed for a week, you know, let all the wrinkles form.
Yes.
And then I put it away.
But laundry sleep's actually like some of the best sleep I've ever had.
Laundry sleep?
Laundry sleep. It's when you have your laundry on your bed and you're just like, I'm too tired, I don't want to fold. And so you sleep on your laundry, and it's like the heat from the dryer, it just warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I want to counter that with nothing's better than freshly done linen sleep.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, there's no dirt in it.
That I just love the smell of clean linen.
That, and it's like a nice hug.
Yes.
You know?
Welcome back to What the Flux, where we talk about fresh scents and laundry.
And today's guest is Martha Stewart.
It's a good thing.
So what'd you do this weekend, man?
Well, this weekend, we had our fantasy draft.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun,
which is a lot of fun. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's see what else. I pretty much worked. I participated in this is going to sound completely nerdy of me, so I'm getting ready for the insults.
Uh-oh.
I've done this thing where I would go to like this little hobby shop back in Palm Bay, and I'll play Starship Trooper miniatures, and this guy will literally create this whole landscape based around the planet from the movie Starship Troopers.
So you go to the store to play?
Yes.
Do you have to pay to get
in? I didn't have to pay anything. The only thing I paid for was my food. And I played this character.
Are there a lot of people there?
There was a good amount of people that joined in. Mm. And like this one, he somehow mixed Starship Trooper aliens with Star Trek and Star Wars. So it was really cool.
What?
Yeah, it was actually.
That is your wet dream. I was going to say nerds.
Not my wet dream.
Okay, go on.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, awesome.
So I end up playing this flamethrower.
Right.
And I have a cigar. I use this Reese's Fast Break as a cigar. And they're saying, you're wearing a helmet. That's completely unrealistic. And I'm like, oh, that's unrealistic? Not the fact that we're mixing Jedis with the huge freaking bugs from Starship Troopers. No, that's unrealistic.
Oh, how big were these figurines?
They're literally like tiny. Like the human people are literally like no bigger than, I guess, your pinky. But like the actual like monsters were probably like the size of your palm.
I can't believe you do this.
I mean, it's fun sometimes. But the thing is, when I do it, and this is the one reason why people don't want me to play Dungeons & Dragons, is that because, one, I don't like to be that kind of nerdy. But
Wait, is that crossing the line for nerdy?
To me, that's crossing the line. But if I do something...
But playing with 2-inch-high figurines with other grown men?
There's a difference. It's not that... I knew this was going to happen.
Well, I'm confused because I don't... This is a culture that I am unaware
of,
if you will.
But like so, you have like these, you know, each character has different stats, different abilities, different guns, and so I had the flamethrower. They use a special like flamethrower template, and I burn crap. And so, whenever I do something, I like to do it big, regardless. Just like the fantasy draft, how we had it over here, I wanted to be a little
go
bit,
all out.
I wanted to go all out. So
what? Well, that just reflects your work ethic.
Yeah.
You want to go hard.
Oh yeah, and. So what did I do is I merely adopted the persona of what this flamethrower would be like. So I'm talking in a little bit of an accent, and I'm holding this racist fast break like it's a cigar, and I want to burn everything.
Right, so you're really getting into character.
I'm getting into
Are other people getting into character
no,
at the same time?
No, other people are literally getting pissed off at me because I'm in character.
What?
It's like, we're in a fictional universe. Oh, I just want to be this astronaut. Oh, and you want to be yourself as the astronaut and not Rex McGrannan, the flamethrower who burns all the bugs.
Was this your first time doing this, by the way?
No, I did it before, like a long time ago. So I was going to say a long time ago.
A long time ago in a department store,
in a hobby store far away.
Exactly.
I did that long ago, and the one thing I regret doing was not going into characters, and now that I did, I ended up pissing off a lot of people.
So no one enjoyed it? I think it's kind of funny.
No,
I think
everybody enjoyed it, but they got annoyed at the fact that I was going, they thought it was too far.
Like, were you, what's too far, man?
Me, nothing's too far. I'll make jokes about anything that's borderline inappropriate.
Right, like, handicapped, raped children.
No, I don't go that far.
That's too far?
That's too far.
Right, I didn't mean to
draw
the line.
That's the D&D spectrum for me.
That's Dungeons & Dragons for you?
That's Dungeons & Dragons for me. So pretty much I just pissed off a lot of people, but I mean, screw it, I had fun. They had fun, but I just pissed off a lot of people as usual.
Do you plan on going back?
Oh, yeah.
In the same character? Or is it different?
If I get the flamethrower, then I'll go back as the same character.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did that. I had a friend from Tampa come in whom I've known for literally 20 plus years.
Come into Orlando now?
Yeah, he came into Orlando. And he came in to celebrate my birthday. We went to this place called Player One. Have you ever been?
Player One, no. Is this an arcade?
It is an arcade bar.
An arcade bar.
Yes. So you pay. You have the bouncer dresses up like Agent 47 from Hitman.
Oh, nice.
So he looks awesome. It's a $5 cover.
He's bald or is it a shaved head?
It's shaved.
Okay.
So $5 cover. Literally wall-to-wall arcade games. They have N64, PlayStation 3, Xbox, Rock Band, everything, and liquor. It was like, it's literally like the best thing ever.
Wait, is there a lot of people at this? Because this sounds something up my alley.
There was a lot of people at this. And like they had Rock Band. Of course, I sang at Rock Band. I did Down With The Sickness, kind of horribly, but I mean, I passed.
I can imagine, man. That's a pretty tough song.
It is a tough song. Oh, wah! Like that.
Wait, give me a little sample, dude.
Oh, wah!
Your mother get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
That's about as far as I'll go, yes.
Okay.
Because it was pretty bad. And I also had, like...
You're refusing to sing still?
Not refusing to sing.
On the show?
But I will refuse to sing that.
Okay.
But they had Iron Maiden's The Trooper beer, which, oh, so good.
They have... Listen, this is my all-time favorite arcade game, Galaga.
Yes.
Okay, sold.
They didn't have Tron. That's the one negative side, that they did not have Tron.
You're a big Tron guy.
I love Tron.
I'm staring at a Tron poster.
Tron Legacy.
In Chase's room right now. This is our makeshift studio.
Tron Legacy is by far my favorite movie ever.
Ever?
Ever. Like, I love... Because...
I kind of fell asleep in the middle.
Well, you don't love Tron as much as I do.
I guess not.
But I said all this earlier to bring it back to this. My best friend, whom I've known for 20 plus years, and I hope he's told all of his friends this by this point, or else... You know, I'm going to be blowing a huge spoiler.
You love him.
Yes, but not in that way. He says to me, so my wife got a job. I'm like, that's cool. It's in Nebraska.
So he has to move?
So he has to move at the end of the month.
At the end of this month?
At the end of this month.
September.
He's going from, mind you, he used to live a quarter of a mile down the street from me. So when he went to Tampa, that was a little bit tough. But now he's going to a whole freaking time zone.
That's rough, man.
And so, like, here's the thing. Like, I have a bunch of best friends. He is, out of the United Nations, he's my Britain to my America.
he's like, top tier.
He is.
Top three. If you had a MySpace top eight, he's, like.
Oh, he was number one even when I had a relationship. He was the number one.
Oh, man. That's friendship.
And my girlfriend at the time, she understood that.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and even his wife understands that.
You're the Michael Cera to his Jonah Hill.
Exactly.
Okay.
Boop.
And I love you. I just want to scream it from the mountaintops.
And so my mind is just like, boop. My mind is like, it's hard to comprehend the fact that in 28 days, at that time it was 28 days later,
yeah,
he's moving. And he's going to be, the only thing that's going to connect us is the internet. And that's it.
You know what, though? The internet does wondrous things. I get to video chat anyone.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's burp number one, by the way.
Ding. Okay.
Ding.
There it is.
Two.
Ding. Okay. FaceTime blows my mind. You know what it is? Okay. You remember going on to Epcot? You ever been to Epcot?
I haven't been to Epcot, I think, in about 15 years.
Okay, that's perfect. Because remember, you ever been in Spaceship Earth?
Nope.
That giant globe thing?
No.
Oh, man. This ruins my story.
No, right. Just keep going, because you can listen to my nerdy story.
Okay. So when you walk into Spaceship Earth, you sit in this, it's like a conveyor belt of a car, and everyone sees the same thing, but it takes you through time and the advancements in technology. And then when it got to present day, it, alluded to what the future can hold. And there was, this futuristic section of the ride. And what it was, it's this one thing. It's, playing all these, crazy, flashing lights. And it's futuristic sounds in the background. And there's this family talking to a screen. And it shows light beams being traveled all the way across the world to this other automated robot that's talking to the other screen, and you could see them talking to each other. And back then, you're like, no way. That's crazy.
No.
That would never happen. We live in the Epcot future, all right? We live in Tomorrowland right now.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's going to be rough for you that you're leaving. Your best friend is going to be so far away.
Yeah.
But you're closer than you think, man.
Yeah. It's only a time zone, and I think it's only,
1,000 miles.
Yeah, it's only 1,000 miles, 2-day drive. I wouldn't drive.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the he's going to be living near the University of Nebraska, which is fine because I actually like the Cornhuskers, but...
So, tell me this. What is his wife doing that she has to move?
It is, I believe, she's in, web design, so she's actually, working with the university.
Yeah, she has to... Okay.
So, oh, she's nice. Going to be, doing, all... She's going to be, helping them out with, designing their websites. Either that or she's, going to write with them as well. Because I know that she did have a degree in journalism, too.
Web design's pretty powerful, man. But I guess she must have had a great offer because, I mean, you could do that anyway. You can do that from your home. I don't see why she has to move.
I think she's doing some more stuff, internally with them as well.
It's not just, entry web design. Oh, yeah. Build me a website.
She's qualified to do just about anything.
Can she fix my car?
She probably could. I wouldn't be surprised, but she's very smart. She had a great GPA. She graduated with honors. She has a lot of great qualities about her to get her this position. And I hate her so much right now.
You know what? It's the epitome of whipped. He's moving his whole life.
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
It's too late for a divorce, apparently.
Do they have kids?
No, not
it's
yet.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Yeah. It's. I think Louis C.K. said it best. He's like, you get married and you're like, oh, man, I could have left. And then you have kids. You're like, oh, man, I could have left. Now I can't. You have to raise these people.
My gosh. I love Louis C.K.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. But yeah, going back to what we said earlier, fantasy. Football.
Oh my gosh. What did we say that earlier?
We mentioned it. We briefly we cheaped it and it's like, oh hey, fantasy football. By the way, depressing topic.
Well, here's I'm in two leagues and I kinda like my other league better than this league.
Here's the funny thing.
I'm not gonna lie. The one that I'm sharing with you,
yes. Well, I'm in four, what's funny is I'm in four and it's too much because my ex girlfriend says I have a problem. And I said, no, I don't have a problem with fantasy football.
Who cares what your ex-girlfriend says?
Well, this is back when we were dating. I was like, okay, I don't have a problem. And so now I'm in four this year. I'm like, maybe I might have a problem. I got invited to two today. And I'm like, no, I'm in too many.
Did you are all of them buy-ins with money?
Yes.
Okay, maybe you have a gambling problem.
That's also very plausible.
Do you find yourself making bets often?
No. Okay, though I want to make things more interesting.
I want to compare my two teams for you, just to give you maybe a little bit of insider as to how sucky I think my team is in our league.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just kind
of... Well, here's the funny thing. I've talked to everybody else. Nobody feels confident about their team.
Yeah.
My roommate and I, we literally looked at the board and go, I don't feel comfortable.
Your roommate and you, they both think that about your teams?
Yeah.
Man, dude. Maybe I should feel a little more confident. Okay, so let me go through my other team because my other one's not pulling up.
Okay.
So Cam Newton.
Okay, that's a good quarterback.
Victor Cruz.
Okay.
Wes Welker.
Okay.
This one requires me to have three running backs. Okay. Wide receivers. And then Mike Wallace. Gotta have a Dolphin in there, man. All right. Arian Foster. Matt Forte. Kyle Rudolph as my tight end.
That's fine.
My starting flex is Miles Austin. On my bench, I got Eli Manning, Mark Ingram, Bryce Brown, Kenny Britt, and then it's like, and then Pettigrew, which I have in both leagues, actually. Nice.
I have, what's funny is that in four of my leagues, I have, three of them have Matt Ryan, and three of them have Roddy White.
I have Roddy White.
And I was about to, in this league, I was about to get Matt Ryan and then get Roddy White, so I can have him in all four.
Nice.
But it kills me to have him in four because he's a Falcon.
Who? Oh, you don't like Falcons.
I don't like Falcons. Because, you know, Buccaneers thing. But
right.
Your team sounds good. You got Bryce Brown, who, if, you know, LeSean McCoy goes out, he's a very good running back
he's
to have.
Backup. That's why he's on the bench.
Matt Forte will be interesting this year because he has a new offensive coordinator, or new coach, new style of offense, so you can see how he plays out.
Yeah.
Other than that, Arian Foster is Arian Foster. He's one of the best running backs.
And then you know what? And then to compare it to my other league, I'm just going to quickly go by it. I also have Eli Manning. I also have Matt Forte again. DeMarco Murray.
He's good, but he's injury prone.
Yeah. Roddy White, which I stole from you.
Yeah.
Marcus Colston, Jared Cook, Ahmad Bradshaw, and then we got the defensive line.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
Yeah. But I mean, I here's the thing. When I do fantasy drafts, I just pick off the projections, because I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I do that too. I mean, there's some things I'll look at and be like, is this person really going to have a good year? To give people a little bit of like a background as to our draft, we did a keeper league this year. And so, like, a lot of the great running backs are already kept, like Trent Richardson, Alfred Morris, not Doug Martin. Who else was kept? Adrian Peterson.
A
bunch of running backs got kept.
So within the first round, top 10 running backs were gone.
Top 10 running backs were gone.
Not to mention there's 12 of us.
Yeah, and it's all random, too. We're not doing snake. It's every pick is randomized. So if it was a snake, I would have the 12th pick in the first round and the first pick in the second round. Instead, I had just crap all around. But I ended up getting Peyton Manning the first round, and I mean, I like it. I'm happy with it, even though all the other good running backs are gone. It's tough. This league's going to be very interesting because it's the first time we're doing random. We have keepers. Nice.
Yeah, I thought this would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
A little more fitting. Sitting. Fitting.
Fitting.
I said fooding.
Yeah. But I went in one draft that had... We played with these 13-year-olds. And one of them.
Why are you playing with 13-year-olds?
Because we wanted a 12-man, and my pastor's like, "Oh, let's have my son." Another guy's like, "Oh, hey, let me have my son." And then they joined in.
I think we did not do 12. I think my other league is a 10-person league. I think there's more players to go around.
Yeah, like 10, you get a fairly stacked team. I'm in an 8-man. Those teams are just stacked.
See, that'll be fun. That those points will be high scoring.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a high scoring like slugfest.
Yeah, that sounds fun. We should do 10 next year, I think.
Yeah, but who would we exile?
The last.
You'd have to get rid of two people.
Well,
do you want to vote off the island?
How about the lowest scoring teams? Colin and...
Sorry, Colin. You're screwed out of that one. And who's number two?
I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll just see what fate throws our way.
So we're going to say final two. But
I'm calling it now. Colin and Obi.
Colin and wow.
Oh,
if they're listening, they're going to be like,
I'm not even
that bad.
I'm not even looking at their teams. I'm just guessing.
it's a fair assessment.
Or who knows? Maybe I'll come in last.
I hope I don't come in last this year.
You won last year.
I know. But remember, I also sucked 2 years ago.
I don't know. We'll see. It's a luck of the draw, man.
It is.
It's a luck of the draft, I should say.
It really is. People are saying, oh, it's a skill. No, it really is just luck.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up.
All right.
It's the news.
All right, several things I want to talk about today. Story one being Ariel Castro hanging himself in his jail cell with a bedsheet.
Oh, he used a bedsheet?
He used a bedsheet, according to the coroner, and they're having the autopsy later today. I heard the news last night, actually, so when I'm downtown. And I'm like, what did he use? Like, I was wondering if he used, like, a makeshift shank, like, out of a spoon. Maybe he just, like, ran into it. But, I mean, hanging yourself... Okay, listen. I mean, just let's refresh it. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah, he's the one that had the three women like trapped in his basement for like and raped them,
for
had
a decade,
kid with one of them.
For a decade.
For 10 years.
Yeah. And then another thing, I was listening to the radio and they apparently he killed the one of the children.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to look for it in this article, but he impregnated one and then killed the daughter.
Wow.
Rescue them.
Because I know that he did have a daughter with one of them. Daughter is still alive.
I don't know. Maybe I heard wrong because I'm reading in this article. Rescued along them was Barry's 6-year-old daughter, fathered by Castro, born during her mother's captivity. You know what? I'm just going to not lie anymore or be ignorant to it. Okay.
How do you feel if you're the daughter and realize, dude, you were made out of your mother? I kidnapped your mother. And then raped her.
I mean,
and then you were created.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like, your whole world up until her being rescued is this basement or wherever.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know any better.
She doesn't.
It's like Allegory of the Cave. Like, you only know your immediate surroundings, and then you walk out into the world, and it's like all your foundations of life are shattered.
Yeah, it blows your mind. It's... He is, I want to say a monster, but I don't feel like that's the appropriate word. I feel like there has to be a much harsher word, and he's a coward.
Well, here's the thing. There's like essentially two sides to this argument. Is he taking the easy way out, or is he taking the easy way out? Like, should he have lived a life in prison, 1,000 years or something, like, if he was sentenced? And then, or good riddance... He is, for lack of a better word, monster.
The vengeful side of me wants to see more punishment done to him.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's what happened.
Yeah.
Because apparently, like, the jail yards are very, like, they do not tolerate, especially, like, crimes against children.
Well, that's what I was discussing last night with some people, is he must have been put through hell. I mean, the other prisoners know why you're there.
Yeah.
And they'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, like, if anyone messes with women, if anyone messes with children, I mean, you are, like, the bottom of the pyramid.
Oh, yeah. You will get, like,
abused. You are the prison bitch.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the one thing I'm thinking of, is, like, the reason he killed himself is because he didn't want to tolerate all that pain.
I imagine so. I imagine, honestly, like, I mean, life in prison, you're fed, you're housed, like... Whatever
you,
like,
get an air conditioned cell. It's not like,
I mean, it's not paradise, obviously, but it's.
Am I the only one that thinks that, like, we treat prisoners a little bit too well?
It's debatable. I mean, I guess that's a different argument entirely.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'm kind of glad this guy killed himself, but like.
Is it bad that I kind of am, like, a little bit glad but a little bit pissed at the same time?
It's tough, man. I mean, like, obviously, like, you want him to suffer for doing such horrid crimes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, he's gonna die anyways. It almost, excuse me.
I think what are we at, five now?
That was like three in a row.
That what was.
I was trying to hold it in because it's kind of serious.
Yeah.
But
serious face.
Serious bilge.
Ding.
I lost my train of thought. Okay, so he could have killed himself because he was being bullied, or maybe he just, like, mentally was like, man, I really messed up here. I can't even live with the guilt. And maybe he killed himself. I mean, we'll never know because he's dead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe if it is the latter and he's like, oh, I can't even live with this guilt... You know what? I'm going to take all that back, because obviously he kept him in his basement for 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years. So I'm pretty sure all that guilt.
I don't think he's not very guilty.
I think he said at one point, this is me. I don't have the screen in front of me. He said at first he said not guilty for his plea bargain.
I don't remember that.
But that could be, that's going off, you know, about what was that, 6 months ago, year ago?
It was a while ago. It was definitely, he was sentenced August 1st, so he was a couple months prior to that. I wish we were more prepared. Anyways.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's something maybe we could post online, see what you guys think about that.
Yeah. Is it, let's see who's, like, which part of our audience
divide
is
our audience?
Yeah, let's start like a little flame war about that.
Yeah, divide our audience.
Yes.
Who here is pro death penalty?
Oh my gosh.
Well,
remember that whole death penalty argument back in like the 2004 election? I think it was the 2004 election. They're like, are you pro or anti death penalty? And I was like, why is this a huge topic right now?
You know, I don't remember that, but I do remember in one of my English classes, it was like we were studying how to write a proper argument, and she brought up death penalty, and she wanted us to write about it, and it just, like, immediately divided the class.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like, who here's for it? And, like, you see people raise their hands, and you could see the other people who didn't raise their hands, they're like, what? Chelsea! I never thought this of you.
Now, of course, that was also like back when we were younger, and like nobody knows how to respect another person's opinion. So everybody treats you like crap. Oh my gosh,
you're not allowed to sit with us because you want people to die in prison.
Like in high school, we had a pro war, anti war argument, and one side said their one point, and then the other side was just like, "Well, you're just stupid for thinking that."
Hey, that is sound high school logic.
Oh my gosh.
You know it's true too.
It is true.
Uh-oh. All right, never mind. All right, move on to this next story. Let's close that out. There's this online course being offered at the University of California, and just take a guess. It uses a popular TV show as a guide or as its main medium of education.
Okay. I have a few ideas. And I really hope it's not meth. So I hope it's not a Breaking Bad course.
It is not a Breaking Bad course.
You're bringing this up, so which means it has to be just one of your popular shows. Am I right?
I mean, maybe.
The only thing I could think of is you can't really make a course about serial killing, so no Dexter. You can't make a course about vampires, so no...
No, come on, man. You don't get dings.
I don't get dings?
You don't get dings.
Oh! So it's okay for you to do it.
Yeah.
But when I do it, it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Double standards.
Okay, I'll give you... This is my biggest hint there.
It's Walking Dead.
Yeah. Okay, so this class at the University of California, it's online only. They're using The Walking Dead to teach survival, social ethics, and let me read the exact thing. Kind of funny.
Wow.
How social orders develop, public health, and how to understand stereotypes and social identity, and what you need to survive. And they're using they're using The Walking Dead as examples. I wonder what the textbook like. There's no textbook.
No textbook. Watch them like actually like create the textbook.
There's no textbook, or the requirement is you have to be caught up on all three seasons of Walking Dead.
Yes. Their textbook is like the written transcript of all three seasons of Walking Dead.
Which I wouldn't mind reading. Or I'm so dumb, it's probably the comics.
That is true.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Or what do you call them?
Graphic novels?
Graphic novels.
Yeah.
Comics, what am I thinking?
Well, they're pretty much the same thing, except, you know, they're longer.
They are not the same thing, Chase. That's why they're called graphic novels.
Are you saying that to spark an argument with our fan base? Or
no, I was playing the role of someone who loves graphic novels. So the name of the class is Society, Science, and Survival: Lessons from AMC's Walking Dead.
Oh my gosh.
So, I can't even listen. I've taken it was called Societal Problems Across the World.
Yeah,
and we watched documentaries and whatever. There was eye-opening experience. I don't think I love The Walking Dead.
Yes,
I don't think you can learn societal problems through The Walking Dead.
I mean, people always try to find symbolism in everything.
Yeah,
so I can see how they would try to use that. It's funny that classes. I think that same college also offers a language course you could take, Ebonics.
No way.
because I know that there were some universities were actually teaching that. I know back in the 90s, they were teaching that as an actual language course.
I'm looking it up right now.
But it's crazy that you hear like about these classes that will offer. I think someone actually did one on Klingon. Someone did one about like all about Twilight, which is really unfortunate.
I could see, and going back to what you just said about like looking too far into it. I mean, like I could see where you could analyze characters' motives,
yeah,
and whatnot, and like a hierarchy of power maybe between an immediate group of five people. But you know what? There's better ways to do that. There's the March of the Fly, or what's that book called?
Lord of the Flies?
Lord of the Flies. It's like the same thing.
Yeah.
It, like, why not just study that?
I can't wait for their class. Oh, okay, guys. Chapter 5, Daryl. This chapter is only about Daryl and things that Daryl does.
Chapter 6, his brother, Merle. And
then chapter 7, more Daryl.
More Daryl, because girls just can't get enough of Daryl.
And then we're going to do a special watch Boondock Saints 1 and 2.
Yeah, that'll be extra credit.
That's extra credit.
Compare his acting to...
And what he did in a car commercial once.
He caught me off guard. He's been in a car
commercial. Was in a car commercial once because it was me and James Noir were like watching a movie, and all of a sudden like this car commercial comes up, and we're like, oh, this could be an interesting movie. Nope. Norman Reedus, the Mazda 6. It was something like that.
I'm looking it up right now. So in 1996 in Oakland, California, there was a...
Of course, Oakland.
Yeah. So there was a class... recognizing the legitimacy of Ebonics, which sprung some controversy there. I'm just kind of skimming it right now, but yeah. So, man, they'll make a class about anything.
They will.
I
wanted to make one about like the history of video games, because I'm nerdy like that.
Well, okay. So at UCF they did like the history of rock and roll.
Did they really?
Yeah. And what it was is like they went through like the blues era. And then the jazz era, and then like how it evolved into modern music. So like that's like an elective. Like I would not waste my hard-earned money on that. When like I would not pay tuition to have that class, you know.
But we're paying tuition to have everything else, though.
I suppose so. I wonder how much this class costs. Because I mean, classes at UCF are pretty stiff in price.
Yeah.
Imagine the University of California.
Yeah, it's where everything's more expensive.
Yeah, for sure. The cost of living there is so expensive.
Oh yeah.
I wonder, it's online, it'd be cool though if they had like a guest teacher.
Yeah.
And it was
Daryl.
Daryl or
Daryl.
No. The governor.
The governor?
The governor.
I wish I could actually understand.
This show's coming back soon. I'm really excited.
I need to watch it.
Yeah, you don't watch it at all.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Breaking Bad at least. So I'm catching up.
My sister's been watching it, so I'm actually not caught up, but I'm really diving into that.
Yeah.
You should watch Walking Dead because apparently you'll learn a lot about public health, how to survive, and social orders.
All right.
It's a bullshit class. I'll tell you that.
It looks like that. It sounds like it.
I'll tell you that much.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to move on, but the computer is not.
It's
not cooperating.
I can't believe this is a course.
Yeah. All right, so last story of the day. It's kind of a... short one. This father is celebrating his daughter's 16th birthday. He's kicked out of Universal on the sole reason that he's wearing a shirt that said police on it. So they prompted him to go to a store. It's like, hey, do you mind just maybe buying like a different shirt? And the father claims he was talking to some talking to reporters or whatever, that, you know, he wasn't being disruptive. He's being calm and collective.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they said to him, hey, don't bother buying that shirt. You know what? Just get out of here.
Wow.
They just kicked him out of the theme park. Wouldn't even let him put on a different shirt.
Or at least wear it backwards.
Yeah, like inside out. Come on now.
Did they even give a reason why? Is it just because?
They don't want to the father asked for the policies. He wanted to see them in writing.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Yeah. And so while he was waiting for that, they told him to buy a shirt, and then they just told him to get out. So maybe they don't have it in writing.
Yeah, I have a feeling, like, if they don't have it in writing, I think that was their get-out-of-jail-free card, no pun intended, was just get out.
They don't allow, I was reading it, they don't allow shirts to say police or fire, like for fire department, which I don't get. I mean, why? They don't want,
I don't see the harm in it.
Does, maybe the argument can be made that there's hundreds of, you know, thousands of people, and if there's an incident or an accident, that maybe they don't want the public to be confused or run to this man or something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. But that doesn't make sense because, like, the Amway doesn't not let me wear a police shirt.
Here's the funny thing. Like, this isn't the first time I've heard this story. This happened also in Milwaukee when a female was wearing a Brewers shirt, but she altered it and said fraud instead of the Ryan Braun jersey. And the Brewers security asked her to change her shirt. And let's see, there was another story with, I believe it was the Marlins, where someone was just wearing the opposing team.
And they kicked him out?
They said, you need to go and switch a shirt now.
Or else, or they were afraid for his health or something?
No, like, it was just like, the thing is, it's first off, it's Marlins Stadium and nobody was there.
Yeah,
and so
tell me about it.
They said, oh, we need you to change your shirt. Like, I'm not rooting for the Marlins, I'm rooting for this team. Like, we need you to change your shirt or get out. And so you see people, like, take advantage of, not necessarily take advantage, it's like they're abusing power by saying, oh, you need to get out because you're wearing a shirt that I don't like.
Basically, essentially.
Yeah, because there's really no, did it say undercover police?
No. It said, it was a gift from his brother who is a, works for the New York Police Department.
Okay, I mean, the only thing I could think of in their defense is the fact that, okay, if something was to happen, a customer would go to them first.
Yeah, that's what I agree.
That's the only thing I could think of. Other than that, they have no right to kick out this guy because he's being calm and collected.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, we just want you to leave.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it basically ruins this guy's 16-year-old's birthday.
Yeah, and it's stupid. And I hope that they kind of make a big stink about it and Universal, like, reimburse them. Because it's really stupid.
I mean, they definitely can complain.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the news.
Yeah.
All right. Man.
I just realized something that we should add to this.
What's that?
Blackfish.
To our news?
I mean, not to our news, but we'll throw it on this segment.
What the?
Oh, damn it,
the back burner. Did we not talk about Blackfish last week?
We didn't even talk about Blackfish. No, because last week, I believe, was, hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, we're having a gathering. And we never even talked about that gathering because it wasn't really eventful. But we saw Blackfish.
I think, oh, yeah, okay. So last week was your birthday, and then we didn't talk about what you did after your birthday.
Yeah, we ended up having like a little dinner, like Brett came, which was good.
Woo-hoo.
And then we had, you know, drinks and food at Chili's. And then someone got the idea, hey, let's go watch Blackfish.
So for those not knowing what Blackfish is and being normal.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about basically the whales at SeaWorld and how they kill their trainers.
Yes.
And how crazy of a PR department SeaWorld has to lie to the public.
Oh, yeah. And here's the funny thing. I saw this one tagline, and it was so true. It is the best horror movie you will watch this year. And it's true.
I mean, it's scary because it's real.
It is. I think that's why it's scary.
And poor people, man.
I know.
Okay, so some of the facts. Some of these trainers that started working there, up until that day of hire, there was 70 accounts of injuries that is not told to these trainers. So they are unknowing of this killer whale's past.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, it's setting them up for disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Poor people.
We watched this documentary. We're going into a thing, and why are we even doing this?
I mean, we wanted to laugh at it, essentially.
Yeah, that was essentially what we were doing. Like, we had enough alcohol in our system to, like, you know, laugh at it, but then we watched it. We're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Jeez,
I don't want to go to SeaWorld.
This is heavy.
Maybe for Kraken, but that's about it.
Dude, I don't even know if I would give them my money anymore. That is, it is horrible.
Yeah.
It swayed me.
It is. It's a very powerful documentary, and I say go definitely watch that. That's not our pick of the week, but definitely go and watch it.
Our pick of the week today is something very, very serious.
Very disturbing.
Eye-opening.
No, it's poor Shamu, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this whale was taken out. Oh, my God. It also makes me love whales.
The whales!
they take them out of the wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
And poor animal, they take the babies, and they imagine the captors thought that the whales would just swim away.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they watched their child get kidnapped and mourned it, basically. They were, like, crying at it.
That's, yeah.
Poor
whales.
Poor whales. It's for the whales.
I wanted to talk about this.
I'm scared.
This was actually 2 weeks ago. We didn't bring it up last week.
Okay.
But people are still going apeshit about it. This Miley Cyrus nonsense with the VMAs. Okay, so I'm sure even if you didn't watch it, you heard about it.
Yeah.
She comes out with natty looking hair, barely any clothes, giant foam finger. She's being very explicit and like humping her foam finger. Okay. I don't find her attractive.
Neither do I.
In the
slightest.
Especially
when I saw her at the I saw what she like the way her hair was. I'm just like, no.
And so she's quote unquote twerking on Robin Thicke and yada yada yada. And there's all this online buzz going about it. And so she finally came out and spoke to some press about it because she was being kind of quiet. And she's not ashamed. She thinks she made history, and she kind of brings up some points that kind of make sense.
Okay.
So when Madonna is singing Like a Virgin and she's on the floor of the stage in her wedding dress, that made headlines. There wasn't necessarily internet buzz
because
they didn't have that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was the equivalent. And then Madonna goes, what, like 20 years later and makes out with Britney Spears on stage, and then people, that creates buzz too.
Well, hold on, let's also forget, she also kissed Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah.
But they never mentioned that. They mentioned Britney.
Well, you know why? You know why? Because that cut, okay, so if it happened subsequently, like she basically kissed Britney Spears and immediately kissed Christina Aguilera.
I think it was because Christina, I think, was fat back then and no one really cared about her.
Well, I remember watching it and they cut straight to Justin Timberlake after the Britney kiss. So they didn't even broadcast Christina Aguilera's kiss. So no one knows.
So no one really cares.
Yeah.
And Madonna's probably like, Christina's actually a better kisser.
Oh, probably, man. I mean, want to get...
Wow.
I'm going to edit that out.
Okay, good.
All right, good. All right, so should we have not had expected something to push the envelope, if you will? Like, I don't know if I would say it's history. Like,
it's just disturbing. This isn't the first time that happens. Like, the VMAs are always known to have shocking events. It's like,
right.
Britney Spears stripped on stage. You had Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine just like
climb
the thing and freak out because Limp Bizkit won, which I would have done the same thing if
the
Limp Bizkit won.
Right?
Yeah. Then I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Cisco fell on stage. But you know what?
Nirvana, the bassist threw space in the air and it landed on his face.
That's right.
They just kept playing.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
And then Kurt Cobain threw the shotgun and it landed on his face, too. All at the VMAs. Such a memorable performance.
That was good. That was good. I like that one. That was... Good joke. Good joke, Chase.
Thank you.
I can't stop that now.
It happens. And am I surprised that this happened at the VMAs? No. Am I a little bit disturbed that, you know, Miley Cyrus did it and now she's literally going through, like, meltdown stage right now?
I don't think she's going... See, I think that's what she's saying here. Like, she's not having a meltdown. She's trying to
be a
edgy.
Whore?
Be edgy.
A whore?
I guess so.
Because that's the thing. It's like, when you have your hair like Cynthia from Rugrats, it's disgusting. When you sing horribly, it's disgusting, especially when you do to good old Robin Thicke. I like the song Blurred Lines, and now it's kind of ruined for me.
It is. Yeah, I really think it's a
It's a catchy song.
Yeah, it's a catchy song. I don't need her to ruin it any more than she has. But I don't think she... I think she's just...
She's ignorant.
No, man. I think she's just part of the entertainment business, and someone was like, hey, if you want people to talk about you, you're going to have to do this. And she said, well, I want money, so... Man.
Yeah,
and then she farted. She proceeded to fart.
I would not be surprised if she actually farted on stage.
Maybe.
On Robin Thicke's Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Bam!
Yeah, nice. Good one. Good one.
Thank you.
It's probably going to go straight to an ad. I mean, what else sticks out to you about the VMAs? Nothing, right?
Nothing. I didn't even watch it. I wanted to watch, you know, NSYNC come back and everything. Like, oh, cool, childhood, but...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, Justin Timberlake played for, like, 20 minutes. It was pretty awesome.
That's cool. And I know 30 Seconds to Mars won Best Rock Video, which made me happy. I'm glad to see Jared Leto doesn't have that mohawk anymore.
Is they won Best Rock Video, you said?
Yeah,
seen?
For Up in the Air.
Nice, man. Good for them.
Yeah, good
you
for them.
Love them.
I do.
All right, I need to talk about this. This is, like... childhood memories for me, man.
All right.
This is tonight is the last episode ever of Futurama.
Oh my gosh.
It brings back so many memories, man. It got canceled twice.
Yeah. It keeps getting brought back too.
It gets revived. So what? It came out so long ago, like 15 years ago?
That sounds about right.
Or maybe 10 to 15
years
ago.
Wait, hold on.
I
see. I'm 25. Sounds about right.
I remember watching it at like close to 10.
Yeah.
And, dun, 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 dun. I need to listen to this for a minute.
Yeah.
I never heard this. This is a 5-minute theme song.
Oh.
As opposed to the minute theme song.
They'll probably play, like, the full 5-minute theme song tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, like, Billy West is so talented, man.
He is.
I love him.
Ren and Stimpy. Enough said.
Isn't he Doug also?
Is he?
I'm going to look it up.
All right.
Billy West.
But, yeah, this show literally has, like, it's been to hell and back. It's been constantly replayed on Adult Swim. It got canceled from Fox, only to be brought back to Comedy Central. Canceled again, and then be like, hey, let's at least have this one final season.
Yeah.
And it gets brought back.
Well, they wanted to do, like, one more season. I think it got such good reception that they kept it going.
Yeah. But so, it's really sad because, like, that show, I think, next to Doctor Who, can get me going emotionally.
Yeah, you know what? I love it. Damn computer.
I know.
I'm not going to be able to edit that one out.
Darn it.
It definitely tugs at your heartstrings.
Yeah, like, it's one, like, whenever they talk about Fry's past, one of those episodes, it always just gets me going. I'm just like, dang you, Futurama, for making me feel feelings.
You know what? I think tonight is going to be one of those episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be... To be honest, I haven't kept up with it just because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
I don't have as much free time to watch as I did, like, when it was on TV originally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure this last season has been hilarious. Definitely going to make some time to watch it.
Yeah. What's your favorite all-time Futurama episode?
Dude, I don't know. There's so many. I want to say it's the one where he switches hands with
the robot devil.
The robot.
Yeah.
That one's so funny.
It is a good one.
I think, and then one of my favorite.
What'd you do to my nails? I cleaned them.
These hands won't stop touching me. Let me think. Oh, when you asked me that just now, one of the quotes that came to my head is what's the.
Zap Brannigan.
No, the Rastafarian man.
Oh.
What's his name?
Oh, Hermes.
When Hermes is like, you find out he's Jamaican. You don't have to find out he's Jamaican. He like speaks of his Jamaican past. And Fry's like, wait, you're Jamaican? He's like, yeah, what'd you think I was? And he goes, I thought you were some sort of alien potato man.
Wow.
It just cracks me up, man. And I love Zoidberg.
I love Zoidberg, too. My favorite episode all time is the Snoo Snoo episode.
The Snoo Snoo?
Oh
my god.
Where they go on the double dates.
Like, death by Snoo Snoo.
Can't we just cuddle?
What do you. Oh, no, wait.
Jeez, Skip, what are you, gay?
Death by Snoo Snoo.
No!
Yes! What are you, gay?
I had Snoo Snoo.
I'm looking on IGN for the top 25 episodes. We'll count down from Whoops. We'll count down from episode 3.
Your Amy knows my Leela. We shall take the oath of karaoke.
Okay, we'll count down from 3, and these are pretty memorable episodes.
Okay.
Okay, so number 3, Fry and the Slurm Factory.
Yes.
Okay, so that's when they travel to space.
They go to meet Slurms McKenzie.
It's a mock of Charlie and the Charlie Factory.
Yeah, it was so good.
Oh my, and it turns out the goo turns out to be Slurm juice.
Poop. Yeah, oh, gosh.
Oh, wait, and Slurm McKenzie parties too hard.
Yeah. I just want to just sit down and have a couple friends over, maybe play some cards. I'm done partying.
Number 2 is one of my favorites, one of my favorite quotes ever. Love's Labor's Lost in Space. So I think it's the first time Zap Brannigan's introduced, or maybe it's the first time and the only time Leela and Zap sleep together.
I have made it with a woman, informed the men.
Yeah, damn it. My second favorite line in that episode is, I brought some champagne. You know it's pronounced champagne. Oh, God. And then,
Love Zap.
Oh, he's so funny, man. And then, number 1, the one you were just talking about, Amazon Woman in the Mood.
Yes.
And, Death by Snoo Snoo, man. It brings back so many good memories.
We have female basketball. It's all not about slam dunking. It's all about fundamentals.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's good stuff.
I almost just want to download that episode and watch it.
You should, man. I'm definitely going to. I have band practice at 7.
Yeah.
I'll probably be home by 10. If not 10, it premieres tonight at 10. And then it's immediately going to be streaming online, Comedy Central, at 10:30.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to watch it on ComedyCentral.com.
Yeah, me too.
Gotta watch the last episode, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to pull up the next segment on your computer, but we've got to. We haven't done this in such a long time.
Can you read it?
We'll have to do this first.
And now for a segment we like to call Things That Make You Go.
Alright, so before even playing that sound cue, I should have maybe opened up the. Mine.
Open up yours?
Yeah, here, I'm opening up mine now. What a pain in the butt I am.
It's okay. My vision's horrible, so I have to adjust myself to get closer to the screen.
Yeah.
But of course, you're editing it, so you're probably going to say, let me just adjust myself. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm not that mean, man.
Maybe.
Perhaps. All right. Do you want to take this first one, or am I taking this first
one? I'll take this first one.
All right, go for it.
A Polish woman allegedly wants to have sex with 100,000 men for a minimum of 20 minutes each. While this ambitious goal, makes me actually wonder, after the 20 men, I'm pretty sure it's not really sex as much as it is walking in.
It's like a walk-in clinic, man. that is...
Here's what I think was more impressive, is a doctor who attempts to perform that vaginal reconstructive surgery.
100,000 men. What I want to know is, if it's not 20 minutes, does she still count it?
That is true.
Like, could it be, does she have to take them to dinner first?
Do Asians count?
Who knows, man. Well,
do blacks count as 2?
good one.
Thank you.
Who knows, man. Also, would you be willing to participate?
No.
No, it not just at all?
That is literally like an AIDS factory waiting to happen.
That is just, oh my God. I was reading further into the article. If she did it nonstop, not even breaking for hygiene or food or sleep, just like if she basically 20 minutes for the next 100,000 men, it would take 3.8 years. So doable, I suppose.
Now serving number 49.
Now
serving number 69.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nice. Good. Ding.
7.
All right. A man who is claiming that he was hunting squirrels was arrested for shooting an arrow equipped with a bag of weed through a jail cell window. I'm not sure what's more impressive, his lack of intelligence, but rather his overabundance of stupidity. Stupidity. Or my lack of pronunciation. But who tells cops that you're hunting squirrels?
Actually, as you say that, my friend just posted a video for the new horror movie called Squirrels.
No way.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe...
I hope it's a joke, but...
It might be a joke.
It exists right now.
I mean, seriously, like, you couldn't have thought of better... reason to be shooting a bow and arrow besides hunting squirrels. Is that even legal to hunt squirrels? I don't even know.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, really, but
I feel like it shouldn't be allowed.
I'm pretty sure that's like scroll season's always open, no matter what, though.
Especially at UCF.
Oh my gosh, they are everywhere, and they're so cute.
They're so cute, man. I feed them my fries.
A Tennessee woman, Christy Black, was charged with theft after stealing $5,000 from her boyfriend and hiding it in her, get this, wait for it, her rectum.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Rectum. Man, stealing $5,000 off the counter from your boyfriend. That's what I call a buttload of money.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Now, do you call that your annual income or your annual income?
Your anal income. Your anal
anally income.
dude, I... So...
Women, am I right?
Yeah, right? They'll fit anything in their butt. So it was two envelopes. One was $1,000. The other was $4,000.
Oh, because apparently $2,000.
That just it wouldn't make sense to do it any other way.
Oh, okay. Brilliant.
She probably tried doing all $5,000 in one envelope. And then she's like, well, maybe I could fit $4,000. It's almost there. It's almost there. I think I could do $5,000.
I can imagine.
Or $4,000.
$1,000. Actually, this feels like $5,000.
Mm. All right, last one of the day. A burlesque dancer in Scotland apparently set off the fire alarms in her strip joint, whatever, after setting her nipple tassels on fire. And look, man to man, just there are easier ways to get a man hot and bothered. And that pun intended.
All right.
Okay, here's two. Take off your nipple tassels, and then two, don't wear nipple tassels.
That works.
Yeah, there's no reason to be setting them on fire. Just don't wear them.
So, what could I can only imagine what happens. Like, oh man, your breasts are on fire. Yeah, no, seriously, your breasts are on fire.
These breasts are on fire. I miss this segment, man. There's so much dumb stuff.
There's
that we're
a lot
about.
Of stupid stuff.
So we'll post those online. You can read the full articles, but it's so dumb.
This breast is on fire.
This baby on fire. It's a little loud.
It is. I'm a little deaf now.
All right. So nearing the end of our show, we got our pick of the week, Chase.
Yes.
Lay it on us. What's our pick of the week?
Pick of the week. I was watching this show called Steam Train, and they were playing this game called No Time to Explain, and I thought, this looks amazing. And so I bought it on Steam, tried it out. It is a lot of fun, a little bit frustrating at times, but otherwise fun.
What? So do you have any time to explain it right now?
No. Good night, everybody.
All right, see you later. So wait. In a nutshell, like, what kind of game is it?
It's kind of like a puzzle platformer where you just pretty much have to get to point A and point B. You get a blaster gun jetpack.
Is it first person?
No, it's just like a 2D side scroller.
Okay.
And they have like different universes. Like they have, it starts off with you just dancing, like thrusting your crotch, and all of a sudden, your house explodes.
Thrusting your crotch?
Yes. And it goes, I am you from the future. There's no time to explain. You must follow me. Oh crap! And then a crab monster takes you, and you know you get this jetpack blaster gun, and if you like shoot downward, it propels you up. And so you start saying like all these weird things. It's hilarious. They have like this fat cake munchy universe.
If you download it on Steam, is it free?
No, it's right now. I believe it's on sale right now on Steam. But otherwise, it'd be like $10.
Okay.
But it's a fun platform. It's a fun puzzler. It's all crazy story. But I think for the humor, though, it's actually really good.
Nice. I'll have to check it out.
Yes.
Dude, I've heard great things about just Steam in general.
Oh,
and that I'm not taking full advantage of the internet.
Steam rapes your wallet with their summer sales. Like, it's literally like games that will come out maybe 2 or 3 months ago will be like $10.
Like Xbox games.
Not like Xbox games, like because it'll be only for PC.
Okay.
But like they'll have games like that. And like they had Civ 5 for like... $7, and Civ 5 came out, like I think, like last year or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, of course, I probably say this somewhere on the internet right now. It's like, it came out in 2010.
Worst host ever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. Yes. All right, so I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, do that.
Do you have it on your computer right now?
Yes, I do.
Maybe I'll just stay after the show and play.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, for sure. Anything you want to plug tonight, Chase?
I can always plug my friends at CNFE.com, clearly not for everyone. It's raunchy. It's offensive. It's clearly not for everyone.
I love your
I make up a new one every time.
No, it's good. It's good.
Bowties.com, BOHties.com. That's where I got my Boise State tie. It's amazing. Go check them out. Arcadence, when are they playing?
So we're practicing tonight.
All right.
We've been recording. Definitely got some new music coming out soon. You'll hear from it in the near future, man.
All right. I'm going to be getting a YouTube channel coming up soon. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I decided, hey, might as well get it going. It might be like this, but with like a little bit shorter. Might be more sports, video games. I don't know. I'll get you guys posted with that. Other than that, thank you very much, guys, for listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.